The first full day of an Israeli-Palestinian ceasefire was marred by a brief clash near the West Bank town of Hebron. One Palestinian policeman was killed. But overall, the truce appears to be holding. U.S. officials have appealed to both sides for restraint as the Bush administration tries to establish a broad coalition to respond to last week's terrorist attacks. Palestinian leader Yasser Arafat has said he wants to be part of that coalition, but as NPR's Guy Raz reports from Gaza City, many Palestinians are skeptical about participating in the U.S.-led plan.
There's no great love for America these days among the residents of Gaza City. Palestinians regard U.S. support for Israel as a form of war against them. And while there are expressions of sadness about what happened in New York and Washington last week, many people here say it's American policy abroad that fuels the rage of terrorists. Mahmoud is a Gaza student who didn't want to give his last name.
They don't hate
the American people, no, they don't hate the American people.
هي بتكره السياسة الأمريكية القائمة على الدول بشكل عام يعني.
They hate the American politics that only other countries or the other people in the world.
Just around the corner from where Mahmoud stands is a mural depicting a recent suicide bombing at a Jerusalem pizzeria. More than a dozen Israelis were killed in that attack. The mural shows people bleeding. The word Sabaro, the name of the restaurant, is scrawled above. A painted fist breaking through the Star of David, Israel's national symbol, rises above the mural. Palestinians in this densely populated city want the U.S. to make a distinction between attacks carried out against Israelis and those that happen elsewhere. Imad Fallouji is a cabinet minister in the Palestinian Authority. He denounces the terrorist attacks in the United States, but he insists that Palestinian violence against Israeli soldiers and settlers in the West Bank and Gaza is not terrorism.
This is the terror. Terror to kill the people without aim, without any reason. But when you speak about occupation, the law gives me the right to do anything for freedom. When you speak about occupation, there is no under occupation, civilian or not civilian.
Palestinian leader Yasser Arafat has pledged to stick to the new ceasefire and appears anxious to restart peace negotiations with the Israelis. But the militant Palestinian group Hamas says it will undermine the move. Hamas has vowed to continue what it calls resistance against Israel. The group has taken responsibility for dozens of suicide bombings in Israel over the past year. Ismail Abu Shanab is a political leader of Hamas. He says the group will also oppose the U.S.-led coalition against terrorism, which he regards as a force directed against Islamic countries.
When they concentrated to direct all what had happened against Islamic world without any evidence, without anything in their hands, it means that they are playing a game. The American policy is against us.
Despite opposition from Hamas and other militant groups here, Palestinian Authority officials are privately saying they have no choice but to join a U.S. coalition if they want to avoid the kind of isolation they faced during the 1991 Gulf crisis. In return, Palestinian leader Arafat is likely to press the Bush administration to push for a final peace settlement with Israel. Guy Raz, NPR News, Gaza City.